I want to talk to you about the use by Israel of Western journalists to propagate its propaganda. And we'll start with something I know you're familiar with, Chris. Cut number 10.
On October 7th, as news of the Hamas military attack on Israel started to emerge, the Israeli PR machine went into overdrive. Its propaganda blitz was predictable, and its objective was clear: shock the Western public into supporting Israel's plan to carry out the wholesale destruction of the besieged Gaza Strip. In its campaign to manufacture consent for mass death, the Israeli government found no greater ally than the unquestioning marionettes that serve as the faces and voices of U.S. mainstream media.
At least 40 babies were killed. Some of them their heads cut off. He said he's never seen acts of brutality like this.
They cut head of children.
Mothers and children, and yes, they cut off heads. They cut off heads.
Israeli Prime Minister spokesman just confirmed babies and toddlers were found with their heads decapitated.
Stomach-turning reports of babies being killed.
Babies and adults decapitated. Babies and adults burned to death.
Behead babies, burn women, literally decimate them.
Dozens of children bound them up, burned them, and executed them.
Boy and girl, 6 and 8 years old, and their parents. The father, his eye gouged out in front of his kids. Mother's breast cut off. The girl's foot amputated. The boy's fingers cut off before they were executed.
She was pregnant. Woman. Stomach is butchered up, and a knife is still stacked in that baby.
Little kids who are beheaded. We didn't know which head belongs to which kid. Bastards, put these babies in an oven and put on the oven.
They baked their baby in the oven and kept the woman alive so that she could hear the screams of her child melting.
The little children that were put in the oven.
Women sexually assaulted and brutally killed.
Pregnant women. Cut open. Guys, the things they're having are so sick.
שפצח אותם, אנס אותם. הרגליים שלהם היו פתוחות. מישהו הפשיד אותם, מישהו אנס אותם.
חותך נטשד, הוא זורק את זה על הכביש, הם משחקים עם זה.
These depraved savages raped women, murdered children, executed entire families, burning some of them alive.
Sheer evil.
They are savages. Hamas is ISIS.
אנחנו מטילים מצור מוחלט על העיר עזה. אין חשמל, אין מזון, אין מים, אין דלק. הכל סגור. אנחנו נלחמים בחיות אדם, ואנחנו נוהגים בהתאם.
This is, of course, the trailer to your excellent documentary, Atrocity Inc., How Israel Sells Its Slaughter of Gaza. Who's behind all of those? Well, was any of that true?
Absolutely nothing you saw in that trailer except what I said was true. I mean, and by this point, it should be self-evident, except that you have Kamala Harris and so many other major national politicians across the West still stating these lies that have been debunked, even retracted by the White House, retracted by major publications, debunked by Israeli media. So I thought it was necessary to make this film, to release it on October 7th and show how the media colluded with apartheid Israel in a campaign to shock the Western public into supporting what was to be what was stated from the beginning to be a genocide, to besiege the quote unquote human animals, as the Israeli defense minister put it. The warning signs were all there about what Israel was planning to do, and the media helped them create the space to do it. And now they're all shocked at what Israel's done, and they're all pulling back or they're silent about it. But they need to be held accountable. And so I made this, I documented how the lies were debunked, where they went wrong. One thing I focused on in particular was the New York Times article we've talked about before, Judge, which was sort of the culmination of the hoax that Israel rolled out, alleging that Hamas carried out systematic sexual assault on Israeli women on October 7th. And the New York Times hasn't really issued a cohesive public statement explaining how that article got everything wrong. And they haven't really meted out accountability to the key author, Jeffrey Gettleman. But today, the New York Times issued a long statement standing by a correct and good article, investigative piece it did, but, you know, at great length, with great detail, explaining why it was standing by this article, which documented how over 50 children in Gaza had been taken into the hospital with bullet wounds to their heads shot by Israeli snipers. Why is that? It's because they respond to the Israel lobby and to its pressure, but they're not going to respond to us when we expose how the New York Times actually did the bidding of the Israel lobby in creating political space so that the snipers could shoot those kids in the head. And that's what it did by pushing the mass rape hoax.